And then the second priority is a rake soil sample. The third priority is a double core. And then also in there are the pans, of course, and other documented samples. But double core is there, although it is third priority.
Okay. Gene, do you think you got your Noman, huh?
Yep.
I got my Noman, and I got to give it a CTE. When you said bring a hammer, I came...
I'm sorry.
No, no problem.
Yeah, I shouldn't have disrupted.
Two go hand in hand.
Nothing disrupts your thought patterns more than somebody saying something.
Ah, listen, it's my first challenge. You stop. I guess I'm entitled to do that. Bob, you ready for a mark?
Roger.
Okay. Mark it, the light's flashing.
Copy that.
Okay, you got one picked up?
Yeah, let's hit this, see if we can work on that one. It's at the edge, but it's got, we can chip at the parting plane, and that's one of the things that's come up that I think is of interest, that we've got to figure out why they have that foliation in them.
Well, that rock is one of the more vesicular ones I've seen around.
Well, they're all about that, Gene. They're either that or mixed with that variety in the same boulder. You'll see a non-vesicular, a relatively non-vesicular. Okay, that's the,
what's your shadow?
That's the down, sir. Ooh. Okay, right into the sun. Okay.
Right at that, overlapping fracture, huh?
Yeah, let me, get where I can maybe save the rock. If you can hook your,
that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna try and get it right up on top is where I'd like to dizzy.
If you hit it on the right side, it'll go this way, maybe. There you go. Good man.
He's right there. I can get another one, too.
Try another one.
Don't lose that one. Let me get that one for you.
Right here, I get it.
Got it?
Oops.
Can you just keep it in sight here for a minute?
Is that it?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Try hitting, there you go. Can you use the other end against the right side of the rock?
I'll press it.
Oh, coming.
It's coming.
That's all right.
I'll get that one. Wait a minute.
Be careful down in there.
Whole thing is going to fracture off here in a minute. Just want to...
Trying.
It's trying to fall.
Don't wear your hand out. That's good, G.
Wait a minute. Let me give one more whack, because the whole thing is a... Nah, that's too tight. Let me get that other piece.
Okay, bag 476 is the rock sample with a little bit of the soil near it. The chip. Chip off the rock. And it's the... Watch it, G.
Here's the other chip.
If I go down there, that thing's about 15 feet deep.
Right.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you think you can chip off the other side of that plane up on the edge?
Yep.
Then we'll get the soil. And maybe just a small rock, non-chipped.
Let me tell you, my hands from that drill.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
I really know I've been out here today.
Bob.
Copy that, Jack.
It's from the southeast side of the parting plane.
There is a whole big slab right
okay,
there.
Very good. Oh, look at the dark minerals in there. Are those dark, black?
Yeah, they may be ilmenite or fresh pyrite.
We'll look at it.
Give me a pressure of pyrite. Okay, you want my bag? I tell you, if you work on any kind of slope like this little crater.
Okay, I'm going to leave it open for a minute.
Okay.
Oh, we get that one. You're going to have to use your tongs on that one, I think.
Okay.
I got it.
And 17, a reminder to factor into your thinking, this is only a 30-minute stop, and it's about 20 minutes remaining.
Yes, sir. Well, we got a sample, huh?
There's a big one.
Give him the bag number two. Bag 454. Okay, and the flashes are from inside of bugs and recrystallized vesicles. They look like pyroxene flashes. They could be ilmenite. I'll get my after picture. Let me get in there and get some soil.
Okay, let's get it first
on the north side. Whoops. Okay, the bag tore around that. It's pretty jagged rock, but I think that'll hold.
Okay, pretty good
flat. That's in yours. Okay. Then Gene's sample collection bag. And scoop sample.
You got a bag handy, Gene?
Okay, bag 455, Bob. It's from the west side of the rock. It's under a slight overhang of the rock.
It's in the shadow, anyway.
Okay, that's from about 1 centimeter down, deep, 1 to 2 centimeters. And the next one is down to about 5 or 6. And it's got some chips in it. That's back 456, Bob.
Copy that.
Yes. Okay. I know. Oh, shoot. Yeah, 1.2 kilometers is a long way from the limb. Look at the Challenger down there. They can get a feel for how big this valley really is.
I'd rather not.
Okay. I'll help you.
I got it.
Turn around, let me get these in your bag.
I learned how.
You learn of necessity out here. Okay. See if we can't fill this up for Christmas. Okay, let's, you happy there?
Yeah, that's good. Get your after.
Okay.
And if we can, we might get just a block instead of breaking on it. And then we'll go to the rake. Let's go around to the, Bob wants the core here too, huh? Yeah, but the rake's next. As you might imagine. You know, now this looks, this stuff here looks a little less vesicular. Why don't we try that one?
Hey, look at this rock where the vesicularity changes from a hummocky vesicular to a very fine vesicular. Look at this. Let me try and crack. See that? The change?
Yeah, that's what I'm after.
Let's see if I can crack.
That's what I saw in that other boulder.
Let's see if I can't crack the corner and get that contact.
Yeah, or get a piece of bowl. I think you can get a, if you can reach down there.
See if I can't get a... That's a contact in a rock.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And do you guys see any 2-meter boulders around there?
We just sampled one. Now,
so
I wish
that
I
one showed up on the photos. I wonder why those down
here,
the elk didn't show up.
No, we're not where you think we are. We're not sure where we are. Gene, can you get down into that? Need some help?
Yep, just give me the shovel to hold myself with. Give me a shovel.
How about that one, yeah.
Get that little piece.
Okay, I see it. Pretty hard. See if I can't
low and hard to hit.
How about coming around from this side?
Well, I got the gnomon in the wrong place, really.
Let me see here.
Can you reach it?
Well, I'm going to lean on the rock, maybe.
I got that other little piece in sight. Okay, I got that piece in sight, too. Let me
get them both with your...
Let me get them both right now.
You can stick that in the ground. Okay, this is a sample of the... more coarsely vesicular rock. You got it in your hand?
I got them both. I think actually we got a sample of both sides, but I wouldn't bet on it.
Okay, I just got a chunk of that side.
Okay, I got both of these.
See that rock right over there in the little mound? Just project it out of the edge of it.
Where are you looking?
Right over there.
Here?
No,
here?
I'm pointing. There you go. You just about touched it. Right there, that piece.
Okay, let me get these in a bag here.
From either side of the contact, anyway.
Can you get a bag?
Pretty small.
Get a hammer and get a bag.
I'll take the hammer.
I got these in my hand. I want to put there.
Okay, bag 477 is the coarsely vesicular rock.
Are two of them there? I hope two of them fill in.
No, only got one. Okay,
here's that other one. It had to fall right here.
I don't think they ever. There it is. Get your tongs.
Right here?
Now, you're full of dirt in the scoop. You just covered it up.
Got it. I got it.
Here, put it in here with the dirt. That's good. A little dirt never hurt anybody.
Got it.
Got it.
Okay.
477 are two chips of the, they're small, but I think they'll give you the, if there's any compositional difference.
But these two are the ones you saw? That right there?
That's what you pointed at. Yeah, I think you got it.
Okay. I'm going to take a close-up stereo of that contact.
Definitely.
Okay, and Jack and Gene, when you get done with that boulder, we'd like you to move on to the rake soil sample, please. And it'll be a kilogram sample, please.
Yes, sir. We're going to. In bag 478 is the... chip from the more finely vesicular rock. Both of them are coarse. It's a small chip, but it'll tell the story, I think.
Dust. Here you are. I'll go ahead and get a close-up.
Close-up, I'll get the rake. I'll get started on the rake.
Okay.
Gene, if you can pick up one more rock in that picture with your tongs, let's bag it.
I'll get it.
As you come back.
And 17, we'd like to have you guys driving in 10 minutes, please.
Nag.
That's right,
well,
that's right.
I can't
see
my camera sitting so full of dust.
Okay. I guess you want to sort of out in nothing's land here, huh? I can bag it for you, Gino.
Roger.
That's all right. I want to get this close up here.
Okay, I've moved about 5 to 8 meters northeast of the rover. And as soon as Gene gets here, the gnomon.
Coming.
Bob, I've got a
a sample that was laying next to that boulder. I did not get an after picture of it, but it, as I was taking my cross-sun pictures, it is on my side of the boulder just about 4 or 5 inches covered with the dark mantle.
I think we probably disturbed that one. It'll probably show up in the befores.
Okay, copy that.
We want to rake.
And that's in bag 479.
Okay.
Yeah, Gene, let's rake right out there.
Look, let's go ahead and bag that one, and I'll get the Nomad out there.
Okay. Bob, as you might have seen from the camera up towards where we think Emery is, you got a pretty high concentration of boulders up there.
Okay, and I think that that's...
Concentration of boulders up there.
Okay, and I think that that's where we thought we were a little bit closer to Emery than you are.
Well, we thought about going on up there, although we're in a pretty good area here, too, from a standpoint of boulders.
Yeah.
Again, I think, facing the sun.
Got
I think, for the most part, large and small, all the fragments seem to be filleted or even mantled by the dark material.
Let me get out of your way.
Well, I got to clean my camera. I can't even see. What area are you going
to
rake?
To the, your left of the, ahead of the Norman and to your left there.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, Jimmy, copy that. That's a good observation. And I also gather that most of the rocks look pretty much the same.
That's what I said.
Yeah, except a change in vesicularity.
Roger.
In terms of the size of the vesicles, where I described one as being a more hummocky vesicular type rock. The first time I've noticed any of the dark minerals was when we took that one big slab chip off that boulder.
Okay, copy that.
I didn't look at it that close to see what it was.
Copy that, guys.
I'm going to get a pinion jack while you're doing that.
Okay.
Good idea, Gene.
Good targets for the 500 around here. We got to get those Massives with the 500.
The double core will be eliminated at this stop. Want to get started back toward the...
And 17, again, remind.
Bob, I'm really only penetrating... I'm only penetrating about the most 3 centimeters into this area with a rake. I picked up a fairly good sample of boulders, but most of them were within that distance of the surface and projecting out of it.
Okay, I copy that.
You ready, Jake? Couple more, Jack. Okay, coming at you. Bob, the pan's complete. I'll give you a frame count shortly.
Copy that, Gino.
Two bags, I think. Two bags full. First bag is 457.
Copy that.
457. Oh, man. Don't let me lose them. That's enough. Give me a couple small ones. But, okay. Okay, that's good. That's good. Okay.
Here
we are. Okay, bag 458 is the rest of the rake sample. They're all fragments.
Copy that. And then we need the kilogram of soil.
Can I say for the
yes, sir.
Okay, Bob, all the fragments, of course, are completely covered with the mantle, and they are slightly, or maybe 20% vesicular. I just took a glance at them. But for the most part, they appear to be rounded to sub-rounded fragments. Okay, let's get the kilogram. Get the kilogram, Bob.
Copy that.
Get some more. Okay, fill it up.
Did you close it?
Yeah, I closed it. That's a good kilogram. I just can't even read my camera anymore. I gotta learn how to control the dust. Okay, that's it.
Okay, you get the answer.
I tried to blow the dust off my
camera. Hey, we could get a... I think it's gonna be hard to get a double core here. We could try a single right there.
Bob, we got time to get the core?
Negative. The core's been deleted. We'd like you to get your second pan, Jack, and then we'll press on.
Okay. I got it over here where our two sample sites are in view.
Copy that.
Well, now I know why I felt that we were much too close to Triton than what I thought. We weren't really too close to Triton, because Triton's way out here. That makes me feel better. A guy would know if he landed a 100 meters from a big set of craters like that. Yeah, with a landing site like this, you ought to know exactly where you are. Anyway, I landed where I wanted to. Okay, Bob, here's a reading for you.
Okay, ready for it. Okay, copy that, Gino.
Okay, we no more charges to deploy back going back, right?
No, we will deploy charge number 7 on the way back.
On the way back, okay.
Roger, it will be deployed at the same location we were originally planning on deploying it, which was in the checklist there.
Okay. Very good, sir. We'll get at it. Okay. I'm taking your camera.
Okay, and Jack, you got the pan, or are getting it?
Yes, sir. And Bob, CDR is on frame count 60.
Okay.
Which one? And Alpha B is on 95.
Copy 95.
Okay, Gene. Now we need EP7, Jack. You got the scooper back on. Okay, get the charge. I'll set the low gain. And we'll be ready to do it. Bob, my impression right now is that the dark mantle may just be a... at least in here, it's indistinguishable from a regolith that might be derived from these other rocks.
It seems to be a little dark for that, but that might be the answer.
Okay, we'll have to
seven.
We'll have to do EP on that seven. Again tomorrow, and EP-7 is the charge, right?
Jack, I figured out if you mount the rover at 90 degrees, when you kick up your feet, you'll miss the dust. Let me hook you in before I do that.
Okay.
Just put your feet 90 degrees to it.
Yeah. Well, you're turning right high.
Do I?
Yeah. I'm surprised the belt fits.
Yeah, it fits fine. Okay. I'm in.
Okay.
Oop. Not too good, huh? Yeah. We're learning. I hope my bag was closed. Yours was. Did you get it?
Yeah,
I'm in.
As a matter of fact, I did. I thought that.
Okay, we mark you underway.
You know, you ought to put that sampler down. Not yet. It's not the sampler. It's these bags with memory. This thing is too high for you. You're hitting it all the time. No, we're not on our way, Bob.
Okay.
Okay. And you want the charge deployed at 320.7, huh?
Roger, it will be 0.6. We'll change that to 0.6 on EP7, but and it'll really be just wherever you cross 0.6 on range.
Okay. Well, it fit once. It's twisted, Jack, 180. That took out some of your... Wait a minute, here. Which way? Well, I can't see. Your left hand's in the way now. Away from you. Twisted away from you. 180 degrees.
Like
that? Yeah, now the other 90. Okay, now try it. Now, let me see. You got it? That should do it. Half of the first EVA. Okay, Bob. We are rolling. Mark it.
Okay, copy that, Jack. Gene.
EP7 is a half-pound charge.
Floyd? 6/10 of a kilometer. Back, huh?
Roger. It'll be at a range of 0.6, guys.
Got a block right ahead of you.
I did.
Okay, and remember you'll be taking photos coming back here, Jack,
okay,
if you get a chance.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I got a few going out, Bob, but they weren't too well spaced.
Okay, and I assume you got the low gain antenna aligned.
Yes, sir, it's aligned. Okay. That's got to be Trident, Jack, because that's too big for anything else. Okay, Houston, there's the the classic raindrop pattern over this fine debris. I'd say that the surface definitely is sorted. The fine... regolithic material forming one fraction, and then the blocks another. The blocks are probably, those blocks are greater than 2 centimeters in diameter. In general, make up less than 10% of the surface. But there are some big ones, and if fairly uniformly distributed, they're blocks a meter in diameter.
Copy that.
Hey, Jack, that big crater out there at 2 o'clock probably got to be Sherlock. That's got to be Sherlock,
yeah,
over there,
probably.
A
think the only place I've really identified that we can go to is Station 6.
Yeah, but you can't get, we got to get on a high vantage point here one of these days.
Well, I think we'll find Camelot without any problem.
Yeah.
Okay, watch, I'm going through it, okay? No problem.
Nope, I'd rather straddle or go through those
little ones. Okay, Bob, here's another crater about the size we sampled. The last station, and it doesn't have as many blocks, but it does have blocks, and from this distance, that vesicular texture and their light color shows up very well. I suspect they're the same general kind. There's the glass bottom crater.
Okay, you got a range of bearing there, guys,
this,
please.
Take 341.8. You take a picture.
Copy that.
Yep. Okay. You're pointed right at Station 6, I think, Gene.
I think you may be right. There's that boulder. I just want to get up here where I can...
Not the one with the track, but the one over there to the right of that. Unless the one with the track... You know, I've got mixed emotions, which is 6.
See, that's probably... Look at over here to the left. Can you see that?
Yeah. That trident. Man, I'll tell
look
you...
Look at this thing.
That looks like the same kind of rock. Except it doesn't have any vesicles.
There's some white stuff in that rock. Just let me take a quick peek. See that one right in front of us? Take a picture of it.
Oh, you mean this one here?
Oh, that's a big zap bit, isn't it? Take a picture of that?
Yeah, they're big zap bits. Same rock with big zap bits. I gotta change the... Well, I was too close.
Okay.
Although there are, I think those are zap bits.
A little hard to say.
Looks like a big chip on
that
rock. They're white halos. It just has more of them.
But it's a big one. It's about an inch and a half or 2 inches across.
Yeah.
I tell you, I got to go and get my size and geometry squared away.
Okay, 17. How about range and bearing then?
Through this one?
Yep.
Okay, 341.7. Bob, we're moving at about 11 clicks right now.
Copy that, beautiful. And remember, the charge goes off at 0.6.
Doesn't sound like it.
Okay.
Okay, we want
to... Oh, there's the mantle. There's the white mantle, Jack. Look over there. Can you look to the left?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
That's the white mantle.
Swing around that way.
Call it a slide or not, but that's the white mantle.
Woo!
That's my first real good picture of it. That is something.
Okay, I got some of that.
Okay, how are we doing?
I don't want to go in that crater. That's what I don't want to do.
Okay, we're at 0.6. How about 339?
Okay. I got a couple shots right out in there.
Okay. Coming right around
to
you.
Oh, that's good. Hold that heading.
Whoa.
That'll be good.
Right here?
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay. Let me get my, okay, I got my locator.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now this one we want me to get a partial pan until something's identified.
Okay, we'll do that. We gotta turn that way anyway.
Okay, pan one, pull, safe. Pan two, pull, safe. Pan three, mark it, pull, safe.
Okay, and I copy that as charge number 7.
That's a firm.
Okay, and we like a frame number when you get done there, Jack. Do you get it on the ground?
Okay, stand by.
Okay, I think we'll miss that.
Okay, bearing is 339.6.
Okay, start a pan around it, Gene. Yeah.
Copy that, Gene.
Let me get it out. Okay, I'm going to start slowly around it. Okay. Going to miss it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
By a lot.
Okay, you taking your pictures?
Yes, sir.
Wheels cleared it by.
Got to be a lot.
My low gain dropping out. How much did my wheels miss it by going around?
Lots. About a meter.
Okay.
Okay, we're on our way. The low gain is set again. Okay, we're heading on back to SEP.
Okay, in a frame count there, Jack.
The pan was more or less complete at 146.
Copy, 146 on hotel.
Bob, you know, the more I look at this, watch out for those babies there. At this dark dust, if you will, the more it doesn't seem like the kind of thing you'd expect to been derived from the underlying bedrock. But I think you're going to have to play that game in the lab right now.
Okay, I copy that. Can you...
we'll see how it works out later.
Roger.
It just seems dark and much too fine grain. You don't have the impression that you're getting the size distribution you'd expect to get by having all these blocks around.
Okay.
Definitely, I think, at least in my mind, size population.
Jack, that almost looks like bedrock overexposed in there. See that?
Yeah, why don't you take a pass over that way? Get through there?
Yeah, I can get through there.
Down. Do you know where you are?
Yeah.
In Triton?
No, we're not Triton. That's awful, that's pretty steep down in there. I'd walk down there. I'm not sure I want to drive down there yet.
No, I didn't mean down in there. I meant right over there.
Well, here's some right here.
Yeah. I thought that
was
take
a picture of that?
Yeah.
And how about a range and bearing when you stop to take a picture? And we need
336.4.
336 and .4, Roger.
Bob, I get a distinct impression that Jack says it's going to be hard to tell where this is regolith composed from the rock field we see around, but I get a distinct impression. You can see the dark mantle on top of almost all the rocks, except we have fresh glass possibly in the bottom of some of these small craters.
Okay.
Everywhere else there is actually mantle, I believe, in and around some of the crevices and in the vesicles and what have you.
Okay, I copy
you. It's all material, though, that could be in... God. It's material that could be knocked in there by the local impact.
Okay, but gather you find a lot of material on top of the rocks.
I think we lost it. Not a lot, Bob, not a lot. It's there, though.
Okay, copy that.
They're not nearly as covered with dust as they get when you drop one. It's just really a solving or a scattering of debris in the depressions.
Okay.
On the rock. The projections of the rock are perfectly clean.
Okay, I copy that.
Yeah, but most of all the craters are have relatively, except where the rocks are showing the boulders on the sides or within the craters are evident, are subtly covered over with this mantle. You don't see any good sharp ridges and walls on some of these craters, even the small ones.
Well.
Okay, roger on that.
Man, I tell you, you can lose the rear end of this thing in a hurry if you'd like.
I think you have lost a fender. I keep getting rained on here.
Oh, no.
Look at our rooster. Look what's ahead of us there.
Yeah, that's probably it. It probably didn't stay.
I could see it in a shadow.
Sure, look at it.
Oh, boy. That's going to be terrible. That is really going to be bad.
I didn't see it. We probably lost it. I think I know when, because I just started to notice it.
Bob, I'm going to state what Gene said slightly differently. There just aren't a lot of very sharp, bright craters, but there are some. All the craters seem to be pretty well formed. It isn't an extensive mantle. Matter of fact, it, for example, hasn't filled the base. Are we going to deploy that thing now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to come in at a...
Hasn't filled the bottom of the craters.
I I'm going to come in at a heading here and see if I can get on it for you.
Okay, drop me off there.
Hey, that fender, look at the dust it's produced. Look at the LCRU.
Well, it's going to make sense.
I don't know how to keep that thing on. Get west. Okay, I'm rolling west right now.
That looks good. That looks good. Hold that in.
Boy, I don't like losing that fender. We're back at the set, Bob. I'm starting to lay out my first track.
Roger, copy that.
How's our time, Bob? Okay.
Roger, you're about 5 minutes behind on the arrival time at the SEP, but we're no real problems. And I assume that the range and bearing when you got there was about zero.
Okay, good. Let me leave my camera. Well, let me greet it. 252, 2.5, and zero. I'm resetting.
Okay, copy that.
And the LMP frame count is 197, and it was still turning. Amp hours are 108, 105, and batteries are 100 and 120.
Okay, copy 100 and 120.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. I need my camera, don't I?
Yes, sir.
I don't think it's much good to you with 197 there, Jack.
No, I don't. I don't need my camera. Okay.
Roger on that.
For deploying it. No, you take the pictures. I don't need it. Go ahead. Play
okay,
it out.
Right. Okay, here we go. I'm headed on.
Okay, Houston, the location is in about the least crater area I could find. Between a large crater or a large depression that's about, ranges from maybe 50 to 150 meters behind the limb. That's south or east-southeast. And between that depression and another large depression that has... is really a doublet with a blocky septum between them that's the northeast of the limb, about 200 meters. That's the start of that second depression. I think we can get a nice layout, although there'll be a general slope, I believe, towards the limb of about a degree.
Okay, that's no real problem, Jack.
No problem, Jack. Jack, am I about a beam of you? I can't see. Yes. Okay, I'll turn in around this crater. Hey, if you come right... depression to the northeast is at least a couple hundred meters in diameter, and it's joined with one that's probably of comparable size just to the northwest of the first depression.
Okay, I copy that too, Jack.
Okay. How's that look, Jack?
Great.
Far enough?
Yes.
Yes, come back. And we head out to station two without that fender, and are we going to be full of dust? Okay, there's no special... I can park 180, but...
Okay, Bob, I'm stopped. Back at the SEP.
Copy that, Gene.
Drop the one came out, Jack.
Oh, yeah. This thing is a lot harder to turn than it was in the train.
Oops. Okay, that's the first two we got to deploy. Can you bring your tongs?
Yep.
Bob, you want me to dust here? I'll dust back at the LEM. We're going to deploy the SEP. God bless.
Okay, they all say to dust, Gino.
Okay. You're going to have to wait for me, Jack.
Well, I've got antennas all over the place here.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you do. Stand by 1 second. I'll make it a quick
one. Right. No, I can handle it, I think, here. But we're going to need your tongs to pick them up.
To get them?
And not get them all confused. Okay, where's the shadow graph? There it is. Sun quadrant. That's the sun quadrant. Quadrant.
Yes, sir, we lost that fender.
Deploy number 2 and 4. And let's see, that's number 1. Well, this one must be number 2, it is.
Tomorrow.
Okay, I won't bore you with details on why you see the antenna all over the ground, but it has to do with 16G.
Roger, Jack, understand you dropped a couple of the antenna reels.
You know, Bob, they're very... More accurately, I dropped 3 of them. Bob, you know, this fine grain dust that we're in could be ground up pyroclastic. It might grind more easily than other things. And the blocks are just those blocks that have been excavated from below that pyroclastic by the larger craters. And some of the smaller ones in the area. Mark, perimeter reading.
Okay, mark that. Now, Roger, Jack, that'd make a nice story, wouldn't it?
All right. Well, you'd think Classy Power Classic might turn into Regolith a little bit faster than some of these other things. But we'll check that one out.
Okay.
You want 2 and you get 1. Right there.
And, Jack, did you get the reel straightened out again?
Yeah, they're okay.
Thank you.
How can you stop a crew like this?
I don't know, anyway.
In all modesty, I mean. Okay, Gino, I'm on my way. Pull gently on that thing because it's awful easy to knock it over. I had that geophone module all over the place.
I can't tell whether I pull it gently or not.
Just anytime you feel a tug, stop.
This antenna is being deployed in tracks that have been made by the rover.
careful, guys.
At least we're pulling at the base.
Better watch what I'm backing into. There's a lot of holes around here.
Well, it happened, Bob. I'm glad we velcroed those tabs.
Okay, I'm at the end, Jack. You're having
what happened was what we thought might happen. It twisted on my... I'll be there in just a second.
Okay, I want F-11 at 250th and 74 feet.
Yeah,
you're pulling it over.
I'm not. You are.
No, I'm not. I got all sorts of slack in here.
Okay, it's okay. All right.
Are you out there?
Yes.
Okay, let me back up. Let's go. Should take the slack out. And I would say offhand, oh boy, what? You got to... That's about as close to a 1/6 G orthogonal, at least not orthogonal yet, but straight line. That's it, Jack, here. Stay there, I'll take a picture.
I thought you did.
Nope. Okay, I got it now. Hey, if you try and stick that thing in, Jack, you're going to fall over. Just set it down and we'll stay away from it.
Yep. You talked me into it.
That was a good idea, but that's a good straight line.
We were strolling in the cars one day.
Well, we've had lots of good ideas in our time.
Oh, boy, the thing that makes me sick is losing that fender. I can stand a lot of things, but I sure don't like that.
Okay. I get number four, which... Where is it? Is that the one on the ground? It's probably the one on the ground. Got it? Is that the right one? Well, like three. No, this is yours.
Well, take it.
Doesn't make any difference. Okay.
Okay, I'm deploying real... The LMP's deploying real three for your photography purposes.
Roger. Copy that.
Oh, hey, push that in.
Oh, huh?
There's your right.
This doesn't push.
Okay, I'm ready to stroll. On a brown rock that I'm going to bring back.
Please do.
I think it's the backside of a piece of glass, but it's brown.
Well, I think I'm more or less on your track. It wiggled a little bit.
Well, we're, who stopped, Keno? Okay, Jack, wait a minute. That looks so orthogonal to me.
That's your picture?
We'll have in a sec. Wait a minute. Time I do something, my change the setting. Okay, I got it. I straightened the line out a little bit better after I took the picture. A few kinks in it. Now, where's my brown rock? I thought when I was driving with the rover, I knew I'd be able to come back here because of the track. Looks like an old piece of bread.
Is that the one that came out of the hatch?
The heck is that? Huh? Oh, it's a piece of, well, it's a piece of glass, all right. Crumbled, part of it crumbled, but I gotta get that in a bag. Oh, man, is that a nice piece of glass. Just laying out here all by itself. Jack, now, you got a bag handy? While I take my pen, I can't reach your bag. I got the sample in the wrong hand.
I don't have a bag.
You don't have, I'll take one off of mine and give it to me. I'll take it back to the rover. What you got a wire under your foot?
Bag number 460.
Copy that. 460
is
brown glass.
Out on the north course.
Sorry about that.
Halfway out on the north course of the step.
It's brown vesicular glass. Sort of a yellow brown, as a matter of fact.
Okay, it says take locator photo to LEM. I thought I took a pan here. The LEM was okay.
Yeah, locator is really all you need, but a partial pan to show the area would be appreciated.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm going to get a partial pan, Bob.
Okay.
The only reason I'm doing it is I know it'd be appreciated. Locator photo LEM, I got it. Bob, I'm on, if I can get where I can read it. On about 71 on my frame count. And let me give you a, well, we got to stay out of this area, Jack. We'll pick up these cables for sure as a devil. Oh, that fender. Boo. Boo.
Hey, Houston, will you look at your solar panels?
All right, we see some solar panels.
You notice how they flop up?
We noticed that, too.
Great tape.
Okay. 670-010-101. That's 670-010-101.
Okay, I got that one, Gino.
The wires have memory.
Okay, let me
need gray tape.
Well, let me put this in your bag and I'll get the gray tape, okay? We didn't exactly break any records collecting samples, but at least we got an LSIP deployed. That gray tape, Jack, is not going to stick on anything with dust.
I know, that's what I was thinking.
I've just been there with that fender.
Well,
let's try it.
You have the,
I don't need the scissors. I can cut it without it. Come on. Once we, don't back up in that wire.
Well.
Just like the cover of the,
got it?
Act that?
Yeah, I guess. Okay.
that this keep from falling over. You want to take those solar panels off?
Let me hold on to
you. Okay, lean on me. If not, let's take them off and hold them.
No, I think it's going to be easier this way.
Okay, try it. I don't think they're going to be much problem the way they are anyway.
You hold them?
Yeah, go ahead and lean if you want.
Jack, read you loud and clear on that one.
Roger. Jack, read you loud and clear on that one.
Okay. It'll be in a big bag.
Okay, if it's...
Undocumented, it's about... It's roughly...
Okay,
it's roughly tabular. 15 by 25 centimeters. And about... 5 to 7 centimeters thick. One face is very, very flat. Looks like it was off a parting plane, which were in that rock.
Okay, and if it fit in the SRC with all the other samples, you might put it there because the SRC is going to be kind of empty.
Got any new parking angles for your batteries or anything?
No, it'll be a heading of 013, which is hardly any change at all from the 012 in the checklist.
Okay, I'll buy that.
Jack, did you copy my comments about putting that thing in the SRC, perhaps?
Well, it was pretty big. Big bag now, we can do that.
Well, I'd get the other samples, the small ones, in particular the soils in the SRC first.
Okay. Are you through?
No, I'm going right about here.
No, I'm done.
Okay,
right there. Okay, Bob. 086, 0.5, 0.1, 108, 102.
Stand by one.
Okay. Amp-hours were at 108, 102. Volts are 7.4 and 7.5. Batteries are 108 and 123. Motors are all off scale low, all four of them.
Roger, do you understand 108 and 102 on the amp hours?
Do you understand 108 and 102 on the amp hours, huh?
That's the firm, 108 and 102.
Okay, copy that.
I can't read this thing
because
it's full of dust, so I gotta get off the dust.
Okay, the temp receiver tip is 4.5.
Copy 4.5. Beautiful.
Copy 4.5. Beautiful.
You know, I think they left some Velcro off of this thing, Gene. There's no Velcro holding those flaps down.
In there?
Nope. Okay.
I gotta get the brush and dust that thing.
Minute or two. Okay, let me get the high gain.
Okay, thank you.
Is that my bag, Jack, you got?
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Okay, let's put all the stuff in that bag, Jack. Both the stuff that's in yours and the stuff that's in Gene's.
Okay. From under the LMB seat.
Put these under the seat. Clean you up here while I'm at it. Oh man, I tell you, it's going to take us half a dozen Sundays to dust. Look at that fender. That's terrible.
Okay, you want to get my bag off?
Yep.
If you're ready.
Yeah.
I got to put those samples in the SRC in your bag, and we'll save this one, I guess.
Wait a minute, let me clean you up.
Okay.
Do you get me cleaned up?
Yeah, you've lost your...
Wait a minute.
Your strap, though, here.
Wait a minute. No, you don't let
Sorry.
Me... Okay, you get my hook back up over here. Oh,
okay, my... Turn around, your hook's up, but I'm not sure I closed your other one.
Take a look at it.
Yep, I'll close that. Okay, you're good.
There you go. Okay, you're still in which bag?
Putting them in the bag that goes into the SRC.
That's SRC, SCB-1.
Yeah, roger.
Okay. It's the offload melon, please. Carcass dispenser tools. Okay, as soon as you get that, I'll take that SCB-1 from you. And I'll close this RC-1.
Okay, and I gather you didn't have any rover samples today, did
you,
Jack?
I split up my tongs here, I guess.
No, I have one sample bag in my pocket that has a rock in it.
Well, I'll take that out when we get it in the rover, I assume.
Okay. Gene, where's that? You want to put that little rock?
Yeah, is it there?
Well, where'd you do it?
Oh, it was on the floor on my side.
Your side?
There it is. Let me get it.
We can put that in one of the core tube slots here.
Boy, that one fender just is an order of magnitude more of a dust problem. Here, can you reach it?
Okay, rock that Gene picked up early, right at the start, is in a core tube slot in the SRC-1.
Okay, I copy that.
Okay. Gene, you want this one?
Yeah, I want the full one.
Yeah. Latched.
Okay.
That's almost full of samples, and I think that big rock would be probably wouldn't fit in there.
Okay, then we'll put that in the big bag.
It's in the big bag.
Good enough. And I gather there's no rover samples today, right?
Okay. No rover samples. Sorry.
Bob, the seal is clear.
Beautiful.
I don't know if it's beautiful, but it's clear.
It's clearly beautiful.
Okay. Okay. That big mamu is locked. I got a lot of oxygen. I still got 22%.
Expect our feed water maybe getting a little low.
I'm going to leave this right here until I take it up to you. Okay, close the SRC, verify good seal, place up plus D. Okay, LRV circuit breakers. LRV LeCrew power off. Dust. Well, let me get at that dustin first.
Let me yell when you need a spell there.
What, dustin?
Yeah.
Now, I need a fender, that's what I need. Figure out something we can make a fender with.
How about one of the others? It's not as critical.
Yeah, but I would never take one of those off. You know, getting it there, I had one to put on and it didn't stay, which is what I figured.
I thought you said it was broken, though.
Well, it was. But these aren't supposed to come off either unless you break them.
I broke that one. My hammer got caught underneath it. Wasn't the fender's fault.
Okay, the core tube is packed. I read containment bag, it fools me. I can't figure out what it is. Every time I read containment bags. You've been thinking of the other kind too long. You've been living in the command module too long. Day's workout, you know?
You know, I don't think we need an exercise period.
We get back in there. I don't think we have to apologize to anybody. I'm sorry we didn't get out to Station 1. And one of the main reasons is I think we could have got our navigation bearings a little bit better.
Well, I'll tell you,
this hole out here,
that new outfit had more to it than met the eye.
This hole out here, you know, this is such an easy site to find out and identify yourself on the land in. But, I tell you, all of a sudden, there's so many local holes that I can't think big enough.
That sound familiar?
Okay, Jack, I'll wait on the rest of my dusting until...
Am I in your way?
Yeah, I'd like to get over there to get this last battery cover. If I can, that's good enough. I can get over there now. I want to make sure these things stay clean because I don't want to walk.
I agree. Okay, Bob, containment bags and two cameras are stowed in the ETB.
Copy that. And don't forget the scissors, guys.
Don't worry, I got them right here.
Beautiful. Don't want to go hungry.
It's a good call, Bob. That's right.
And Jack, give me your consideration or Gene on the question to bring him back the big bag into the cabin. The people down here are saying when they want to bring it in, and then we'd end up bringing it back out in the second EVA. What do you guys think about that?
That's all right. We can do that.
Yeah, we can do that. I guess just because there are rocks in there, huh?
I'd like to do that. Look at that rock with a handle in.
All right, but then we'd be taking it back out in the second EVA if you guys are agreeable to that.
Yeah, we'll do that, Bob.
And Jack, you think it'll go in the SCB?
Say again?
You think it'll go in the SCB number 2?
What would, the rock?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, it'll go in there. It's not that big.
Okay, why don't you put an SCB-2 and bring that in instead? Leave SRB out, and then we'll just leave SCB-2 in forever.
Okay. Okay, verify SRC pussy bash. What are those things going over? What is that, Jack? Hey, something just hit here. What blew? Hey, what is that?
Oh, your antenna. It's that styrofoam off the high-gain antenna backing.
On a limb?
No, the one you deployed. The rover high-gain antenna.
My God, it blew up.
Yep.
I thought we'd been hit by a... Look at that stuff just get flying over the top of our head. I thought we were the closest witnesses to a lunar meteor impact. I wonder if that's the same glass I picked up.
Oh, I don't know.
John says it blew up on his mission too, guys.
Isn't that what you thought it was?
Huh?
I thought you were kidding.
No, I've never seen that before.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was a...
No, when you saw that stuff coming, I didn't see that at all. Holy smoly.
Roger 17, and John says that it blew up on his mission as well.
Okay, Bob, I guess I'm going to take the TV away from you.
Okay, and Gene, one thing we'd like before you guys leave the rover is a fairly good description of what happened to the rear fender when it came off. Is the damage primarily to the piece that you've lost, or are the rails on the piece that's remaining fairly bad?
Okay. Back. The Romeo. Well, a piece of the rail on the aft inboard side here, the rail isn't missing. It's just a piece of the flange, the rail that fits against the fender, but that doesn't hold any part of the fender on. I don't remember what I saw on the fender. The rails look pretty good, Bob. And I had one of them completely on, and I just couldn't get the other one on. If I'd known what that dust was, I would have tried an awful lot harder.
Okay, do you have any feeling that...
I heard John telling me, but...
Do you have any feeling that you could get away with putting the front fender on?
Well, I have done it before, but not easy.
Okay, but as far as you can tell, so we can look at it overnight, the rear fender, the part that's remaining, looks in fairly good shape, right?
Take a good look at it. Yeah, the part you need, I think, to hold that fender on.
We better take those dust brushes up there.
Yeah, that's all here. There's enough here to hold the fender on, Bob.
Okay, we'll take a look at it here while you're sleeping.
Okay, let me get some breakers here. LRV breakers, Alpha,
hey,
Bravo,
Bob,
Charlie, and Delta.
While you were talking, I got all the mags. Romeo, Alpha, Golf, Charlie.
Hotel.
That's on a magazine. That's on a camera.
Okay, gotcha on that one. You're right.
Okay. Is it not?
You're right. My fault. You got the maps, too.
I need those maps, Dean. Can you hand me the maps? Oh, I don't know.
Pretty good clip. Putting apart a little bit, too, aren't they?
Getting hot.
That'll end the television until EVA 2 tomorrow.
Keep falling out of your clip in case you're interested. I keep knocking it out.
Yeah, put it down here.
Okay, I got the map, the 500 mag, and the two cameras.
Okay, we'll have to get the contamination bag too there.
Hook.
Say that again, boss.
Besides, we got the contamination bags to get two out of the mesa.
I got them.
Okay, copy that.
I mentioned that earlier.
Sorry about that.
They're in there.
Okay, and Gino, when you're brushing the LCRU, we'd like the blankets left at 100% rather than 65%. We left them. We'd like them all left open. It's been a little warm also.
Okay, Bob, I've already dusted everything, and it all looks pretty good. The breakers are open, the crew power is off. I'm going to, where do you want the TV camera? Do you want it tilted down and aft?
Roger, down and away from the sun, like we talked about. I think that's what you mean by aft.
That's what I thought. Okay, it is down and... Okay, it's there.
Okay, and can you have confirmed that that's 100% on the LCRU blanket rather than 65% as per the checklist?
Yes, sir, I sure can. Okay, I'm opening all the battery covers. The batteries are not dirty. I've been dusting the covers every stop.
Okay, good.
Are you through the, SRC? Yeah, I just left it there. I gotta get to the table. Okay.
Ron Evans in America began an 8-hour rest period about 10 minutes ago.
Bob, you got, the left-hand forward reflector on the batteries is about 10% in the shade. The others are in the sun. Is that what you want?
Stand by. Okay, that sounds right, they say.
Okay, the crew's been dusted. Everything's dusted. The blankets are open 100%. Final LRV check. Battery cover's open. The crew blankets open 100%. Samples off. You got them all off, Jack?
Yeah.
Anything else? Let me look around. I got to get the...
Jack, one more. Jack, one more time.
Samples off. Let's look under here. There's nothing under here. This bag is empty. Those are sample bags.
Okay, we do not bring up the Lambie CS canister. Is that correct?
That's correct, 17.
Okay.
And Jack confirmed you have the scissors in the ETV, Roger.
Stuck in a few. Yes, sir. Thank you again. Okay. Lighting the old blankets. Okay. That pen's green. That pen's green. Both pens are green.
Copy that.
But dirty. Okay. Okay, I'll take some stuff up. SCB-2 we don't have. Oh, wait a minute. What did we decide to do?
SCB-2 for the big rock there,
Jack. Put that
Jack.
Big rock in the... Oh, okay. How's our time, Bob?
No problem on time.
A little in on those mirrors, isn't it? Can I sneak in and get a bag?
Yep.
We're at 6 hours, 36 minutes in the CVA.
See you later, over. Hey. Okay, the step blankets are open. It is dusted. Okay, and I verify that the DSDA is off. The power is off.
Copy that, Gene. Thank you.
Okay, you want the TGE right side of the mesa, but in the shade. Okay.
That's a firm.
Boy, did it get covered with dust, too. No trouble with the TGE and the TV, huh?
None so that we can tell. We'll get another reading here when we see it on the ground here.
Hey, Jack, if I set this here, we'll... Okay, I just want to set this here so you don't knock it over.
What's that?
The TGE, right where your left foot is.
Oh, well, I'm afraid.
afraid we'll knock it over if I sit anywhere else.
Well, stand by. I got a lot of stuff here.
Okay.
You should have volunteered to take the big bag in.
Why, you having trouble getting that thing in?
It's just standard. Yes, I'm having trouble.
Well, here, let me help you.
Hold this big bag, please.
Just don't back up if you can help it.
Hold the bag, this big one. The one, this one. Now the other one. The other one. Don't.
I can't.
Okay. I got it. It's a big rock. Won't it fit there? It's a long way. Okay, there should be another one in there, isn't there?
Feel it. Squeeze, hit it in the bottom. See if there's anything in there.
I'll squeeze it out of there.
Okay.
America has just gone behind the moon.
Well, let's get it out. Here, pick it up. We'll get it out.
Hold the top.
Yeah.
Shake it.
Well, I thought there was one in there.
I don't think there's anything in there.
I thought I put one in there.
Okay.
No, I guess not.
Okay.
I did. It's gotten out.
Okay.
Got away.
Okay, I'm going to leave the TGE right here. I'll float TG right side of Mesa. Okay, I'm going to give him a gravimeter reading. Believe it or not. Well, I tell you, the only thing bad about putting this thing on the ground, it's like everything else. You have to bend over to get at it, and you need support to get back up. Okay, mark gravimeter.
Roger, Mark.
And she's flashing, Bob.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm supposed to take this and the Corstin bag up there.
I'll get it for you.
Can you get the Corstin bag?
Yep, I'll get it for you.
Corstin bag?
Yep. Let me give it one zap with the brush.
Okay. I didn't mean to drop that when I did.
Yeah, we gotta keep from dropping everything. I'll tell you the big lesson today.
Well,
dust, I guess.
Big lesson is it's gonna get dropped if your hands get tired.
Yeah.
Here, come down.
Reading, we got a sonar antennas and some dusting done here. I'll make a check of what you got up there. What do you got up there so far?
Just the SRC-2 and the core stem.
Okay. SRC-2 and a core stem. Okay. Where's the EVA pallet?
It's on this Mesa table.
Okay, that's good. That's ready. Where's ETB? That's ready to go up.
Yep.
Okay, Corstin bag, SRC-2, SRC-1's in the, SCB-1's and SRC-1 is there. Big bag is not required. Okay, any more room up there? If not, why don't, why don't I dust you here?
This rock you landed on here.
Watch your foot, you're cutting that thing.
Yeah.
Pick up your right foot. Jack, you're just going to have to get up on that ladder somewhere so I don't get the dust all over this thing.
Well, I got to dust you too.
Well, okay, go ahead and get me.
Yeah, where's your brush?
Right on the hook. Let me see what I can do. Kick most of it off, I hope.
You have to go anywhere else now?
Just right around here, no place but right around here. like a super endless task.
Hit the top of that thing if you can.
You hold them up and shake them too in case there's anything down in them.
Let me just, yeah.
Let me get lower so you can get at me. Okay, how's that? But at best, it's going to be bad, but we want to get as much off as we can.
Legs best you can, and I'll kick my boots clean.
That fender is really going to be a nuisance. Rained on. Have to get you to bend over too, so I, not now. A lot on the OPS.
Might just well throw my antenna if you're up there.
Thanks. That's really putting the finishing touches on the old arms, isn't it?
Yep.
Picture I took of you. Didn't. Okay, Gene, most of what's left is up on your, get your antenna. Oh, you're gonna go up there first?
You want,
okay.
But I don't know how you do that.
Just really spring.
You got it.
Beautiful.
Okay, Gene, do we copy both antennas?
Okay, No, out there, Bob, I'm still getting dusty. We're trying to go over this thing pretty thoroughly.
Okay.
Pocket is probably full of dirt.
Rush does pretty good, though.
Want me to move or anything?
No.
Okay. I just got this. First, while I do this, I get dirtier.
Yeah. Once I get you this far, I'm just going to shove you out up that ladder and not let you get in the dust.
For a while.
Do you want me to stand in a pad, yeah?
stay there, and I'll get your back and your place while I'm at it.
Who do you start with?
Speak down if you can. Stand at the bottom of the pit.
There you go.
How's the old house at, Bob?
It's looking great, guys.
Don't forget, Jack, you'll have to steal my antenna yet. Right. Okay, while I'm up here, let me get the top of your OPS and I'll steal your antenna at the same time.
Okay.
You're going to have to get further down. I can't reach you.
That's good.
I feel like I'm praying. I guess I am.
Hey, man, I can get some dust off you. Hey, stay there. Antenna will be stowed. A half of a GIF. Oh, my fingers. And not have the dexterity that they once had. On your way, man. You can stand up, I'll work on your arms. Around that till I get the other one. No, maybe I won't either. Maybe I'll get it. Hold on to the ladder, so it'll give me stability, too. Okay. I'll get the backside of your arm from the other side. Let me get you around your waist here now.
Yeah, it seemed to go a lot faster down there in the clean room at the Cape.
Boy, betcha, and I know why we didn't do it. It was just as tough down there as it is here. Okay? No, not yet. I want to get the other leg. And then I want you to lean over and get my antenna.
Oh, that's right. I need to brush off the top, too. Stow your antenna first.
Okay, babe.
That's about all I can do for you. Okay, get my antenna. I got all dust I took off you, one on me. You reach it from there? Up 7 hours from the time I looked at my watch. It's got to be pretty close.
You guys have got 6 hours and 53 minutes and 40 seconds.
Okay, Dean, you're stowed. Let me see your brush.
Okay, here it is.
Okay, that's the best I can do.
Okay, let me get top of this pocket. Okay. Go on up. Stay clean.
Well, you got it. Let's see.
I hand you something.
You got to bring stuff up, I guess, huh?
Yep. Okay, Bob.
I need the EVA pallet.
Okay, I'll give you that, and then I'll get to work. I got some work to do for Bob. Ah, okay. Everything on EVA pallet?
Yeah, just hand it to me, and I'll start unstowing it up there.
Okay. Man, I forgot to have my visor up. Zolly. Get back in the shade. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Bob, I'll try giving you one at a time. LMP's got the EVA. Pallet. Let me give you a Mesa reading, and I'll tidy the reading, and I'll tidy the blanket.
Okay.
Okay, the reading is 000-133-201, and I can only assume that one of us hit it. I think I got time to give you another one.
Okay, quickly.
Well, that's the way it'll be, because it's already punched. Mark it.
Copy that.
Okay, I'm tidying up the Mesa blanket. That's pretty tidy.
I did that.
Okay, Mesa blankets are tidy. Okay. Open TGE, oh, I'll do that. Brush the ladder hook, frontal transfer, Jack. I'm going to, okay, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. You've got, I'm in inventory here. You got the pallet. ETB is here. You got the core stem bag. SCB2 is there. SRC1's here. Big bag is not required. Bob, I think we got everything. The two things on the surface yet are the ETB and the SRC and me.
Okay, we copy that. The course.
Get down a little bit more, and you got another 2 or 3 inches.
I can't get any lower, Willie. My buttons are in the way.
Okay, keep going. Put your pockets over the sill. There you go. There you are. You're in. Kick off your feet if you can. Kick them right there. That's good. That got a lot off. Okay, go on in. You're over to the right. Okay, there you are. You got all the room you want now.
That's not as easy as in the K-Bird.
Okay. I think I'll give the rock box a quick dust in here.
Your hoses, we got to have a better way to stow your hoses.
Yeah, I don't like them there either. I saw that when we went out. Ian?
Yeah.
Sounds like it. Oh, come on, get up there. Okay, Jeff, coming up with a rock box.
I'm not ready.
Well,
I gotta.
Hey, what else?
You put it on a porch.
Well, I only got one more thing to do, and that's taking us there. Just clean up the TGE. Okay, I gotta come up there anyway. The crew of Apollo 17.
Who signed it? I forgot to read it.
I'm not going to tell you, but I like the message.
Probably shouldn't tell you.
That ought to stay up there. I can't hand you anything in anyway. I'm going down to clean up the TGE.
Roger, it should be ready to read by now.
That last step down again. Okay. Bob, before, let me get this for you. Okay, Bob, 670-021-501.
Okay, got that, Gene.
And the cover is up. Cover is up. I can keep it up. That'll keep it up. Been dusted, and I'll get it to standby.
Okay, copy that. And did you dust the radiator?
Okay, copy that. Yes, sir, I dusted that a little earlier. Okay, it is standby, Bob. Radiator is up.
And dusted.
Cover is open. Okay. I'm going up to the porch. All I've got down here is ETP, and it's on the LEC.
I'm ready for you.
You got anything else?
Negative.
I'm ready for you up here.
Let's see what kind of dusting job I can do on myself. SRC.
Okay, floater in here.
Oh, me. Now, I'll get it up for you.
No, that's right.
Handing the rock box into the land.
I'll watch it. Guess that's making it hard. See if I can't stand this one up. And that was a turning point today. Got it?
Got it. Well, we had a lot of turning points.
Do you want the LEC in there? You don't, do you?
Negative. No. Leave the LEC outside.
No, just the bag.
Where are the scissors, by the way?
They're in the bag.
I hope they don't come out this time.
Well, I stuck them down in there. I hope they don't.
Yeah, Jack,
well,
you guys
figure out something else if they do. I think so, Bob.
I'll take a peek down there. If they fell out, they'll be right on top. Okay. Mama me.
Okay, Gene, you got the SCB number two in and the pallet out, right?
Right. Here it comes, Jack. Make that. There are no scissors on the ground beneath where the ETB was, so I would say that they're probably in the ETB.
Well, good enough.
Okay, you got everything now? Yes, sir. Okay, let me get out of the way. Okay. Well, I guess I got about 25, 20, 50, or I guess 13% oxygen, 3.8. Okay, babe.
I copy that. 50% oxygen, Gino.
Coming through that hole. Now, 13%, I think.
1.5.
Okay, too.
Bam.
Wait a minute.
Got yours?
No, I can't quite reach it.
Well, if you can roll to the left,
yeah,
I'll get
it
for you.
Let me get back here.
Well, I'm getting bigger since I've been out there.
Yeah.
Mike, you gotta go more. Gotta go more.
Yep, there's something keeping me from going more.
Okay. Okay, let me see if I can't.
Far inboard for what I edited.
Okay, your primary water is off.
Okay, LNP's water's off.
I'm gonna have to move way over there so I can get the hatch.
Yep. I have to go back where it was.
Back up against the circuit breakers.
Yep.
The EVA clock will continue counting until the LAM is repressurized.
Okay. Now.
It shows 7 hours, 9 minutes, 14 seconds now.
Okay, but I can't close and lock forward hatch, huh?
Yep. Yeah. Can you do it?
Yep. Can't see it. Okay. Forward hatch is closed.
Locked.
And locked. Which one of those dump bells is the one up on top? I can get that one.
Hatch closed at 124.11.
Not less than 10%.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, let's go.
We're not less than 2. Manual control repress. Okay, I got to turn.
Okay, let me get out of your way. Okay. About as far as I can go. Okay, I'll read it to you. Hey, when you get there.
I think part of our problem is this float. There's no purchase. My father used to say.
Okay, are you ready?
Purchase.
Are you ready?
Wait a minute.
I need you on cabin repress auto and then on 16 I need you.
Okay.
Okay, cabin repress auto.
One auto.
Okay, ECS cabin repress closed.
Okay, stand by for repress.
I'll try and get that cabin headmaster. Okay, there's the master alarm. No, I can't just. I can't. Okay.
Cabin pressure coming up, half a pound.
And go to the valve, okay? It's 1 PSI.
Okay.
Okay, verify cabin pressure increasing. Pressure rails A and B to cabin. Now.
Pound and a half now.
Please, cabin.
Okay, I want your Fliss 02 off. When I give you a call, that's when we get greater than 2.5.
Two and a half pounds.
Can I reach it for you? It's off. Okay, Kevin, we're running out of off. Verify cabin pressure stable at 4. It's okay, it's coming up. It's 3.6. Have you used the first valve to depress?
What's our pressure?
Cabin pressure is 4. Let me just take a look here at 4.6. Okay, I'm coming down. Keep coming down. Cabin's up to 5, Jack. Okay, it's 5. It's shut off. Okay. Okay, I'm about depressed.
So am I.
Okay. Post EVA configuration. White dot dot and EVA decal.
Okay, checking.
EVA clock shows a duration of 7 hours, 12 minutes, 13 seconds.
And look.
It counted until the pressure reached 3.5 pounds in the limb.
White dots. Okay, they're all out here.
Boy, it just feels good to get sausages. Oh, my hands.
Okay, they're all out here.
Okay. Okay, on 16, suit fan number 2 closed.
Suit fan 2 closed.
And suit fan Delta P closed.
Closed.
ECS caution, water ship component lights on.
Okay, ECS.
I think it's on. Hard to see it.
Okay. Off your gloves. Go on comp panel. Hallelujah. Cabin stable, Houston. How's it look to you?
Looks good, Dust 17, and I'd like you to know you had a 7-hour and 12-minute EVA from 3.5 to 3.5.
Well, till I get out of this suit, I'm still EVA.
Roger,
oh,
and
good.
I think it's a tremendous job for what we might call a challenging EVA.
Bob, that's no pun. It really was. It really was.
I know it, man. I know it.
I tell you, I really wish you guys could have been here with us. You worked as hard at it as we did, if not harder.
Harder, I think. Till today.
Oh. You don't have a tub of hot water I can soak my hands in, do you? Wait till that dust hits the sweat of your hands. Oh.
Tell ya.
Man. Okay, my gloves are off. Off helmets with visors, lower shades, and stowed bra. Well, I guess the first thing is get this thing off. Oh, let me tell you.
Okay, and 17, Jack and Gene, I'm going to turn you over to Joe now. I'll be back in a while.
Okay, Bob, thank you for a job well done.
Well, job well done on your side, guys.
Safety on a dump valve. I guess I can do that now. Again, that one's still safe. And that one's still safe.
smells like gunpowder, just like the boys said.
Oh, it does, doesn't it? Okay, descent water valve open. Oh, boy. I ran out of water out there. I mean, the drinking kind.
Okay, what's next?
Okay, descent water valve open.
Coming open.
Okay, and then you get your purge valve out.
Not too hard.
Good job. Hey.
Oh, sounds good.
There's anything that said, told you so. Okay. Remove your purge valve and disconnect your OPS hose.
Yes, sir.
If I can.
Okay.
I tell you, I haven't seen anything. I drill on those holes thinking the cake could still get that core tube out. I thought that old thing was gonna break. It was bending about
Well, next time we have to do it.
Yeah.
The OPS, that must be this one.
Disconnect OPS hose. Connect limb hoses, red to red, blue. I don't want limb hoses yet. I'll just get on water right away. Let's put the... I'm going to... horizontal. Dude, I still both. I'm going to suit flow. Get some flow in this cabin. Okay.
Hey, want me to get it?
I tell you, my hands, after working at... picking up little things.
I feel the same way. I think you have worst of it.
Yeah, let's keep as much dust out of those connectors as we can.
Wise guy.
Okay, let's wait on these.
Okay.
Your diverter valve horizontal?
Yep.
And if you, okay, if you can get to the suit flow, you can go suit flow. In the meantime, get your fan, your pump off.
Fan's off.
Pumps off. Joe, are you still reading this down there?
Loud and clear, Gene. We're following you close.
Okay, just wanted to see whether you were there.
Roger, following you close here.
Keep us honest. Okay, we're just looking at 5 PSI and all the hatches are batting down and the safeties are on. You keep a look at the rest of it for us.
Copy that, and we're
okay,
seeing the same thing.
Okay, disconnect your plus water. Now, what I do, Jack, is... I was going to say put your cover on, but we're going to stow those. Okay, I guess we got to go off the air for a little while. We're both going O. And we'll get on a limp comm here shortly.
Roger, check back
okay.
in.
This is Apollo Control at 124 hours, 23 minutes. We've completed a shift handover in Mission Control. Flight Director Gene Kranz and his team of flight controllers replacing the P. Frank team. Our spacecraft communicator on this shift is astronaut Joe Allen. And aboard Challenger on the lunar surface, Jack Schmidt and Gene Cernan are in the process of getting the lunar module reconfigured, ready for their sleep period, which the flight plan calls for them to begin at 128 hours, or about 3.5 hours from now. After they complete the reconfiguration of the lunar module and get the cabin more or less ship shape, they'll have an evening meal, eat period, before retiring. And aboard the command module, we've said goodnight to Ron Evans on the last revolution, the 18th revolution of the moon for the CSM. And we're just about to reacquire the command module, now on its 19th revolution, presuming that Ron Evans will be asleep. During the EVA, Evans was primarily involved with running the lunar sounder experiment. This was one of the major activities aboard the command module. That experiment appeared to be functioning well, obtaining surface and subsurface data on the lunar stratigraphic sequences and structure. We have a change of shift briefing, which will begin in a little less than 15 minutes in the News Center briefing room, Building 1.
Hello, Houston, do you read Challenger on LEFCOM?
Okay, Challenger, this is Houston, reading you 5-by.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and charge up the, let's see, the LMP split.
We copy.
Hello, Houston. The recharge on the LMP, 95%.
Copy that.
This is Apollo Control at 124 hours, 37 minutes. The participants for the change of shift press briefing are now on their way to the briefing room in Building 1. That conference should begin shortly. Here in Mission Control, Flight Director Gene Status, or Gene Kranz, rather, has gotten a status from his flight controllers on both vehicles, both Challenger and America, and both spacecraft appear to be in very good shape at this time. Aboard Challenger on the lunar surface, Gene Cernan and Jack Schmidt will now be involved in getting out of their spacesuits, getting the spacecraft cleaned up, ready for their sleep period, and we expect to debrief them on the first EVA in about 15 minutes. Ron Evans, now into his scheduled rest period. America in the 19th revolution of the moon at the present time. And during our change of shift briefing, We'll be recording any conversation with the crew on the lunar surface for playback immediately following that briefing. At 124 hours, 38 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston.
Hello, Houston. It's CDR with a recharge of 93%.
Sounds good, Gino.
This is Apollo Control at 124 hours, 44 minutes. Our post-EVA press briefing is ready to begin at this time, so we'll switch to the MSC News Center briefing room. This is Apollo Control at 125 hours, 10 minutes. Jack Schmidt and Gene Cernan aboard Challenger on the lunar surface have been involved in getting the portable life support systems recharged for tomorrow's EVA, and we're planning to debrief them on the first EVA shortly. They are then scheduled to continue getting the LEM cabin configured for sleep. They have some time set aside to eat, and we hope to get them into their sleep period at the time called for on the flight plan, which is a little less than 3 hours from now. During the change of shift briefing, we accumulated a small amount of taped conversation with the crew. We'll play that back now and then continue to stand by live.
Okay, Houston, OPS pressures, LMP 6100 and CDR 5900.
Thank you, Jack.
Joe, we're changing a cartridge out at my place. We got the battery changed.
Okay, Gino, thank you.
You don't have a cold something or other, do you?
I'm sorry you even mentioned it.
We can think about it, can't we?
Mercy, yes.
Hey, does Captain America know all about this?
Roger, Jack, he does. He's been fully advised, and his response is he's sound asleep now.
Yeah, I forgot he was going to bed before we did today. Did he have a good day up there?
He surely did. Fine day. And I want to make the observation as a casual bystander, it was a real pleasure to watch your EVA unfold down here.
Thank you, Joe. I think you're more than a casual bystander, though. Hey, Joe, we got one and three, or correction, one's replaced with threes and two's replaced in fours on the Pliss.
We copy.
Joe, we're in a right-hand column of 3-3 now.
Roger.
That completes our tape playback. We'll stand by live now.
Joe, bag, collection bag 2 is 16.
Thank you.
And the SRC is 32 pounds.
Copy, 32 pounds.
Okay, Joe, the heater's on for the dump.
Okay.
Okay, Joe, the circuit breakers are verified on both 11 and 16, with the exception of the line heater.
Okay, copy that. Thank you very much.
Okay, Houston, we're going to turn the biomed off.
Okay.
This is Apollo Control. Gene Cernan's report that he was disconnecting his biomedical harness tells us that he and Jack Schmidt are in the process of getting out of their pressure suits. And that puts them about 25 minutes behind the flight plan timeline. However, there is a fair amount of pad built into the flight plan during this period of time, up through the eat period and the beginning of their sleep period. And we do expect to get them to bed on time. We also earlier got a report from them on the weights, the sample weights, in sample collection bag number 2 and also in the sample return container, the rock box that was brought back aboard the lunar module. They reported 16 pounds for the sample collection bag and 32 pounds for the rock box. These are gross weights, and we'll be coming up with net weights based on the estimated weight of the containers and other equipment. There are usually packing equipment and so on stowed in the rock boxes. And as soon as we have a net weight for the samples, we'll be passing that along. The next activity scheduled in the flight plan is the EVA debriefing. And we expect that will be occurring in the next 30 to 45 minutes.